I just want to recap some of the sermons from the past few weeks, because we've been talking about fellowships. So a couple weeks ago, Brother Peng Liang did a sermon on the biblical basis for fellowships. Because we as pastors and elders really would want everyone in here to be involved in a fellowship group. Because we as pastors and elders want everyone in here to be involved in a fellowship group. So Brother Peng Liang gave a sermon on from John 15.
所以彭亮呢, 这根据约翰福音的15章,
he said the biblical basis for us to be involved in, there is a biblical basis for us to be involved in fellowship groups.
他就说真的每一个人要参与团契呢是有圣经的教导根据的。
Because it's a command of the Lord, a calling of the Lord. It also reflects the beauty of the relationship of the Trinity.
因为这是一个属天的呼召也能够 效法属神的永美,
and this needs to be done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且是根据基于属灵的能力,
but also makes our joy complete as Christians.
也让我们可以经历属主的喜乐.
Then the following week, Pastor Kunming talked about why do we need to be involved in the fellowship group.
那昆明牧师呢也跟我们讲到我们为什么要参与团契.
We are called to, we gather together in fellowship groups because God has called us.
我们要参与团契，因为是我们是要回应神的呼召。
Because it's our way to interact with God.
这是我们跟神相交的方法。
And to be cleansed by God.
而且这样子的话，我们会蒙神洁净。
So today we're going to continue with that discussion.
今天我们继续这样的一个讲题。
Now I think it's safe for me to say that among this group, we have all experienced good fellowship and not so good fellowship in our lives.
我想在这一群里面，我可以很保险的说，我们每一个人都可能经历一些好的团契，还有一些不太好的团契。
It may have been here at C4, or maybe at a different church.
可能是在我们团哥伦比亚华人教会，可能是在别的教会。
Unfortunately, that's not surprising, because we are all human. We are fallible.
很可惜呢，这样并不是一个很特别的事情，因为我们都是人，我们都是会犯错误的。
Not one of us is perfect.
我们没有一个是完美的人。
And because of your bad experience, you may be saying, I'm done with fellowship groups. I don't need to be involved in one.
那可能因为你有一些不好的经验，你就可能说，啊，我这不想再参与团契了。
But we already know this is not an excuse. God has already, it's already been established in God's word. You need to be involved in fellowship.
只是这不是一个借口，因为神的话已经教导我们，我们应该要参与团契。
Also, maybe because of a bad experience,
可能因为我们的坏不好的经历呢?
It's easy for you to start pointing the finger like, oh, man, that group, they didn't know what they're doing. That's not the way you do things. Or you might even point to a person or that person.
指着这个人说,
so when I talk, so today, we can talk about, so today I want to talk about how to maintain healthy fellowships here at C4.
我们今天呢，反而跟大家谈论一下，我们怎么样维持一个健康，在我们教会里面维持一个健康的团契。
And we could talk about the good characteristics of a fellowship group.
我们当然可以谈一下一个好的团契有什么的好的。
You know, what you should look for in a fellowship group.
或者说你要在参与一个团契，你要注意一些什么。
Which is good because, you know, I told the high schoolers. I mean, I always tell the high schoolers as they're getting ready to go to college. You know, these are things you need to look for in a fellowship.
这是好的，因为呢，我在我的青少年那边提醒那些高中的同学，你要选去一个大学，你要看这个大学有怎么样的一些特点是来适合你的。
But you need to be very careful with this approach too.
可是呢，这样的方法呢，你们也要小心。Because
while you're looking for these things,
因为当你在找这些的好处的时候呢,
the approach can start to become me-centered.
你这样的方法可能就很容易的自我，以自我为中心了。
In other words, the question begins with, what are good characteristics that I should look for in a good fellowship?
因为就变成了你要在这个团契一个好的团契找一些什么样的特征的时候。
And the question changes, begins to change to what is this group? How is this group good for me? What's in it for me to be part of this group?
或者呢，就很容易落入一个情况，就说你就会想说啊，这个团契对我有什么好处
？And so in we become consumers.Instead of contributors,
这样我们变成一个消费者，而不是一个贡献者。
We become consumers instead of contributors.
我们变成消费者。
So this morning, I want to challenge us with a different approach.
我现在呢，就跟大家分享一个另外一些的方法。
A more personal one.
一个比较个人的一个方法。
Now, all of you know who John F. Kennedy is, JFK.
我想你们可能都知道这位甘乃迪是谁。
He is 35th President of the United States.
他是美国第35任的总统。
He had a famous quote. He said, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country."
他有一个很出名的讲话，就说不要问你的国家能为你做什么。
So I want to take that.
都要问你可以为你的国家做什么。
So I want to take that question and just change it around a little bit.
那我就把这个问题他的讲话呢来改一下。
Ask not what fellowship at C4 can do for me. Ask what I can do to make fellowship at C4 better.
不要问华人教会哪团契能为我做什么，而是想问我能为。我能做什么来提高华人团这个团契
？So the proposition I want to bring to you this morning is this: healthy fellowship at C4 starts with fat and fit members.
所以我今天要跟大家提出来的，就是说一个我们教会的健康的团契，要开始在 fat 和 fit 的成员。
What do I mean by fat？
那这个 fat 虽然是翻译成肥胖，可是英文呢？是有另外的意思
，faithful，
就是说忠心的
；a available，
就是愿意摆上时间的
；t teachable，
是一个可受教的。
Now as I was preparing the sermon earlier this week, I thought, man, this would be it would be so awesome if I came out in a sumo wrestler suit, you know, big fat suit.
那我要是说的，我在想，在这个周的时候，我呢都在准备的时候，我就说，要是我讲这个题目，我穿了一个日本的摔跤手的那个外就出来的话，大家一定会很受。
I guarantee you would not forget this sermon.
你一定会记得我今天讲到。
Or at least this thing happening.
或者你就会想到 Dan 会这样的穿衣服。
Actually might be a distraction as I'm up here preaching in a big sumo wrestler suit.
或者呢，可能我穿上这样的一个摔跤的衣服呢，可能会。影响到大家听到的。
You know, yeah, I remember when Dan came out in a sumo wrestler suit. I don't remember what he said.
你可能会记得啊，我记得 Dan 啊，他穿的那个日本摔跤手的外衣出来。哎，可是我忘记他讲什么了。
So I actually checked in to see how much one of those costs.
我真的是上网去看看这一件的衣服大概卖多少钱。
Just to rent is about a couple hundred dollars.
哦，只要就是光是租它的也要几百块。
So not such a good idea, and it'd be too hot and probably too distracting.
然后想说，哦，这太贵了，而且呢，可能又太热，或者是真的是影响大家听到了。
But you know, how many of you have been to a sumo wrestling match?
我不知道有没有去看过这个日本摔跤。
Anybody seen one? Anybody seen the YouTube video of sumo wrestling?
或者你们有没有在 YouTube 上面看过这样的录像呢
？Okay, they're big, right? They're big and
他们很壮很大。
I would say they're fat. I don't want to offend them, but
其实他们是胖，所以我不想这样说来骂。
But they are also very fit.
虽然他们那么胖，可是非常的体格非常的健康。
You watch the video. I mean, they're crouching down, and when they say go, they hit each other so hard.
你要看过那个录像，都看到说他们虽然是。弯下腰来，可他们一开始打的时候呢，他们的碰撞是非常的厉害。
So I, you know, being culturally, you know, being more culturally sensitive, I said, you know, who here says I want to be fat?
那我想说，我们在这里有没有人说我想胖的呢
？So I thought, okay, let's think of a different name. How about fit? Because you know those guys are fit.
或者不说胖了，我们说谁想健美呢
？So I thought, okay, fit. How can I make this work?
好了，那我怎么样可以健美起来呢
？F for free or available。
所以呢，我的英文呢，就是把这个字呢变成三个字来看，就是有空的哈，或者受教的，还有呢还是中心。
So I'm instructable and teach trustworthy fit。
所以这就是 fit。
But you know, the more I think about it, Faithful, available, teachable just kind of rolls off the tongue. It's much easier to say.
So, 可是我在想的时候呢，可能呢，那个 fat 呢，那个忠心受教，还有愿意花时间呢，比较容易谈。
So you can choose. You want to use I want to be fat or I want to be fit. You choose.
所以呢，你就自己选择了，你要胖呢，还是你要健美
？For the purpose of this sermon, I'm going to stick with fat.
所以今天的讲到呢，我的主要就用 fat。这个字来讲。
So going back to the proposition, healthy fellowship at C4 starts with fat and fit members.
所以我们就讲说，这个我们教会的一个健康的团契呢，是有胖还有健美的人。
So the question to follow up is that how, as a member of C4, how do I become a fat and fit member of C4?
那我这问题的时候说，我怎么成为一个 fat 或者 fit 的一个成员呢？
So let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, I pray that you would open our hearts, open our ears to listen to what you have to say this morning.
主啊，求你开我们的心，开我们的耳朵，来聆听你今天跟我们所讲的话。
Lord, I am only a vessel to speak your word, but it's your Holy Spirit that will bring understanding.
但弟兄说，他只是你所使用的器皿，而你的圣灵才是真正的在工作。
So I pray that you would work in us to help us to begin to become fat. And fit for you.
So, 我求你在我们心中工作，让我们成为一个 fat 跟 fit 的人。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's begin by reading from the passage 2 Timothy 2 verses 14 through 26. We'll just read in Chinese. Shirley, will you lead, please?
好，我们一起来读哈，提摩太后书的第二章十四到十九节，十四到二十六节，二十六节，我们一起来。你们要使众人回想这后的事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能他坏听见的人。你当切力在神面前得蒙恩悦，做无亏的工人，按着正义分解真理的道，但要远离世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步，他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大，其中有许奶奶和利利图，他们偏离了正道，说父权的人是，就破坏好些人的信心，而神经固的立志定，上天有这样的印记，只认识属他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人要离开不义，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器雅器，有作为贵重器皿的，也有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有拿愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝。因为知道这等事是起增进的，然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和地待众人，先于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔胜任那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已并被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
If you have a Bible, I encourage you to open it up, or if you have a Bible app, I encourage you to go to open it and keep this passage open.
要是你有圣经的话，我鼓励你打开这一段经文。要是你有手机上有圣经的软件，你请你打开。
Because of time, I'm not going to refer back to I don't have the slides in the PowerPoint, but I will refer the scripture. So if you have it open, then you can follow along with me.
因为我在讲到的时候会常常讲到这一段经文，可是在这个幻灯上并没有这些经文，所以可能你要自己去看圣经。
So what's the context of the book of Timothy?
你知道这个提摩太书是在怎么情况写的吗？
This is Paul. Paul is in prison in Rome.
那时保罗是在罗马坐牢。
And he has appointed Timothy to go around the different churches to establish their leadership, to encourage leaders.
那当时呢，提摩太就到不同的教会去那边建立教会，鼓励信徒。
So the two books of Timothy are instructional books to Timothy. So Paul's a mentor to Timothy, and he's helping Timothy with how to establish the church, how to establish the leaderships.
所以呢，保罗既是提摩太的那个属灵长辈，他就写了这两卷书去鼓励提摩太，也教导他怎么样去带领教会。
Now the books of Timothy, they're one of two of my favorite books of the Bible.
那提摩太书呢是Dan 最喜欢的两个书信之一。
Because Timothy was a young man, he was young in ministry.
因为提摩太是一个很年轻的一个传道人。
And at one time, I was a young man too.
那曾经呢，我也是一个年轻人。
And some of you think I'm still young.
有些人觉得我还是很年轻。
Sometimes I think I'm still young.
有时候我也觉得我很年轻。
But my body's telling me different things the different days.
他的身体呢，却告诉另外一回事。
So, anyways, Timothy is one of my favorite books because it continues to encourage me as I am a leader in the church.
因为呢，提摩太是他很喜欢的一个圣经的书卷，因为呢，他常常提醒他怎么样去服事。
And as I was preparing for the sermon, I read Timothy over and over again, and I just find it hard to just narrow down to one passage because there's so much about being faithful, available, and teachable.
当我在重复在看提摩太书的时候呢，我发觉这里有很多的经文呢，都是告诉我们要怎么样成为一个忠心受教的人。
But we don't have time for all that, so we had narrowed down to this passage.
因为我没有时间去看那么多，所以我们今天只看这一段的经文。
But I'm going to spend more time on what it means to be faithful, because that's really the cruxof what Paul was encouraging Timothy with.
今天我比较花多点时间在忠心上，因为忠心就是整个事情的一个主要的一个架构。
So let's begin. Healthy fellowship at C4 starts with members of C4 being faithful.
就是我们教会一个健康的团契呢，是开始于我们的会员是忠心信实的。
And I'll say that if you remember anything today, just one thing, remember, I would like you to remember this.
要是你今天整个讲道只能记一样的事情，我就请你记得这样。
I hope that you remember what it means and understand what it means to be faithful.
我希望你能够记得什么叫做忠心。
The reason is this, because if, I think that's the beginning.That's the very beginning. If somebody is not faithful, I think it's very unlikely that they will be available.
因为这是一个所有事情的开始。要是这个人不忠心的话，我怎么可以想象他愿意花时间呢？
If they're not faithful, I don't know whether they're going to be teachable.
但是他不忠心的话，不可信赖的话，我怎么可以相信他会受教呢？
So faithfulness is a starting point.
所以说忠心是我们万事的这个事情的起点。
So verse 15,Paul says, present yourself to God as one approved.
在十五节说，你们要在神面前蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
So what does it mean to be approved?
什么叫做蒙喜悦呢？
This is the same word that James uses in James chapter 1, verse 3.
这个字就是在雅各书一章三节里面所讲的是一样的字。
James says, count it all joy when you go through trials because the testing of your faith, testing, being approved, the testing of your faith leads to maturity.
因为呢，你经过一些试炼呢，都以为大喜乐，因为信心经过试炼就会生忍耐。
And when you have passed through the testing, you are approved.
所以你经过这些的苦难试炼，你就会被蒙喜悦。
It means that you are genuine, that you are real, you have gone through the testing,You are approved.
因为你这表示你是真诚的，是真实的，你能够经过这一些的试炼而能够站立的。
A similar example, you know, right now we're elections are still a year away.
虽然呢，美国的大选呢是明年。
But you know, with political ads, if you always hear at the very end of the ad, there's a tagline, or you always hear the candidates.Have to say something.
可是呢，现在很多宣传，很多选举的宣传，到最后呢，那个参选人都会这样说。
Always there of I am Joe Biden and I approve of this message.
我是 Joe Biden， 我是认可这个宣传广告。
In other words, this is a genuine and an authentic political ad.
这表示呢，这样的一个宣传片呢是真实的。
So what it's saying is one who is approved is one who truly represents what they believe.
所以一个被蒙喜悦的就是表示他是真的是被接纳的。
Secondly, Being faithful means correctly handling God's word.
对一个忠心的人呢，他表示呢，他是很正确的去来，这个是分辨真理。
And not being one who's ashamed of God's word.
不是那个以福音为耻的人。
Now in this culture, we find that God's word has a lot of conflict with current culture.
可是你我们也发现呢，在今日的文化里面，有很多是跟圣经的教导是冲突的。
Like LGBT issues, gender issues, abortion, issues regarding relationship, marriage.
像那些同性恋的议题啊，那些堕胎啊，还有一些性别的问题啊。
Or sexual relationships and the single person.
或者说一些性泛滥的问题。
All of these things should cause you to struggle.
这所有的在社会上的一些议题呢，都会令到你的信仰受到冲击。
If you're not struggling, well, I'm saying, if you are truly faithful,I would say you have to be able to struggle with scripture.
要是你真是一个忠心的人的话，你对文化上现在流行的东西，你应该会有一些跟经文上的教导会反思。
Because this struggle is part of your testing to be approved.
你会挣扎圣经的教导跟现实这样的一个冲突里面，你会可以测验到你是不是被神蒙喜悦的。
So you need to be.Struggling and understanding what does it mean to correctly handle God's word?
那你就会挣扎说，我们应该怎么样去正确的来分辨神的真理呢？
Correctly handling the original meaning of that word is cutting straight.
那个分解的意思呢，就是说怎么样切开。
So I think the meaning is getting straight to the point.
So 就是说我们要找到这个话语的中心点。
Not getting sidetracked by some other side meaning, but what is the main point that we are supposed to learn?
就说这个重要的主题是什么，而不是被旁边的东西给搞混乱。
Because scripture, we learn it in the same book, 1 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Paul tells us what scripture is for.
所以你们知道，就像提摩太前书三章十六节讲到，经文到底是什么呢？
If you have not memorized this is definitely a verse that you should memorize.
要是你还没有记得背下经文的话呢，我鼓励你把这段经文呢，可以记下来，背下来。
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, All scripture is God-breathed and useful for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
他有讲到呢，这圣经呢都是神所默示的。
It is useful for instructing us how to live.
他是教导我们怎么样去做事。
But what is its purpose? For what are we? Why?
那为了什么样的作用呢？
So that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
就叫属神的人呢，可以完全预备行各样的善事。
So the servant of God can be approved.
所以就说看到 servant of God，servant。所以这个神的属神的人呢，可以完全被蒙悦纳。
So for a Christian, God's word must have supremacy.
所以呢，在神的话语呢是至高的。
It must have supremacy in our understanding of God.
我们自己的认知中也要知道神的话语是至高的。
I had a young person come to me and say, once told me, you know, the Bible is only the beginning of our understanding of God.
那有些年轻人呢会来跟我说，我们认识神呢，圣经呢只是一个开始。
And from there, we move on to other sources to understand God.
那么从那边开始以后呢，我们可以去找其他的资料来增加我们对神的认识。
And I would say, yeah, there's some truth to that.
你说的有点对。
But I would revise the statement, and I would.
可是我会要更正一下。
And I would say the Bible is the beginning and the end of our understanding of God.
圣经是我们认识神的开始。还有认识神的结束。
Okay, that's not to say that there are no other sources that we can find God's truth with.
不是说没有其他的东西是让我们帮助我们认识神。
But in the end, the sources, the other sources we look to must line up with the Bible.
其他我们要用我们帮助我们认识神的一些资料，应该要跟圣经的教导吻合的。
The Bible must have supremacy in our understanding of God.
所以在我们认识神方面，圣经是我们至高的权威。
And that's where we must be faithful.
所以我们一定要忠心。
to God's word.
我们要忠心于神的话。
And if we are faithful to God's word and be able to understand and rightly divide God's word, be able to get to the main point, it helps us avoid senseless arguments and debates.
因为呢，我们要是呢，我们这个忠心的对神的话忠心，按着真意来分解真理的话，那我们就少了很多无必要的争论。
Paul tells us, don't get involved in senseless and stupid arguments.
因为保罗就说，我们不要去陷于那些啊、那些不必要的虚谈。
They just quarrel about words. They're just, in English, we call splitting hairs.
这是为一些鸡毛蒜头的事来争辩。
For example, let's talk about baptism.
就好像举个例，就好像浸礼。
Okay, we do immersion for baptism. Everybody get dunked in the water.
洗礼方面，我们教会是用浸礼的方法，就是每个人呢都要浸在水里。
The Presbyterians like to sprinkle, I think.
那长老教会呢？他们会洒水。
There's others that do, they pour water on top of your head.
有一些教会呢，是把水呢倒在人的头上。
We could argue back and forth which is the correct way to get baptism.
我们可以不断的争论哪一个是真正洗礼的方法。
But it's just splitting hairs because the real meaning of baptism is the inward. It's what the heart is a representation of our hearts.Surrendering to God.
可是呢，要是我们为这种事情来争辩呢，就是虚谈了。因为呢，敬礼中心点就是我们内心的敬礼，就是我们对神的心是怎么样。
I kind of used to have a problem with that. You know, I prefer immersion for baptism because I think it paints a picture of what it means to be a Christian, dying to yourself and being raised with Christ.
那我个人呢是比较倾向于敬礼，因为呢这是跟圣经的一个教导，就好像我们是向罪死，然后向义活。
But it always bothered me when the pastor would lay the person down and he wouldn't get all wet. I mean, he'd still have some dry part.
可是呢，所以呢，有时候呢，那个牧师帮助那个人进到水里呢。可是他没有把他全部弄湿，还身上还是干干的，所以电弟兄就觉得很不舒服。
And I'm like, man, that's not a real baptism.
他就觉得说啊、哦，这不是一个真正的敬礼。
But that's splitting hairs. It's what it represents what's in the heart.
可是这次是为一些小事来争论，其实呢，我们要敬礼要看这个人的内心。
So that's just quarreling about words, quarreling about definitions.
所以就是一些对一些事情的定义的一些争论。
And then there's godless chatter. What's godless chatter? Godless chatter.
Oh, 那为什么叫做世俗的虚谈呢？
It's arguments that really have no biblical basis, just senseless empty talk.
就说一些空谈，根本没有任何的圣经的根据的。
For example, if God is so powerful, can he make something so big that he can't pick it up?
就好像人就说，要是神是全能的话，他能造一个他举不起来的石头呢？
How is that going to help me in my faith? It's just useless, senseless talk.
这样的辩论能不能增加你的信心呢？让你更明白神呢？
Paul also gave an example just in that passage about Hymenaeus and Philetus.
那在这段经文里面呢，保罗都提到两个人。
They're telling the people, hey, the resurrection has already taken place.
他们就说什么呢？他们说呢，已经复活的事已经过了。
And they're causing confusion, and the believers are like, oh, what happened? What? The resurrection? It wasn't helping.
所以在教会里面就造成混乱，那些信徒就会问，啊，什么叫复活事情已经过了？
One commentator I read said that they were perhaps...It was Hymenaeus and Philetus, their Greek culture. They're trying to reconcile their Greek understanding of mortal and immortal with Christianity.
那有些解经家呢就这样解释，他们说许米乃跟腓力图呢，可能他们是因为是希腊人的缘故呢，他们常常希望能够把道德跟非道德的事情呢，来个做一个分辨。
So they were denying that there was going to be a bodily resurrection.
所以呢，他们就会否定会有身体的复活。
But that's not what Scripture teaches.
可是这并不是教圣经所教导的。
So how can you tell if there is a godless chatter quarrels or wrong teaching going on?
你怎么分辨这是一些世俗的虚谈或者是一些错误的教导呢？
Well, Paul gives us four symptoms that we can look for in verse 17 and 18.
所以在17跟18节呢，保罗就会告诉我们有四样的事情我们要留意的。
Does the teaching lead to godly, ungodly behavior?
这样的教导会不会让人听了不变得不敬虔呢？
Or does it lead to a toxic environment? You know, Paul describes it as being gangrene or cancer. It's pretty ugly.
就会被把教会呢变成一个有好像很有破坏了教会的一个健康，就好像说在教会里面有长了癌症一样。
Does it destroy the faith of others?
会不会败坏人的信心呢？
Or does it cause others to wander from the truth?
会不会让人远离了真理呢？
So maintaining healthy fellowship at C4 requires its members to be faithful, specifically in this passage, faithful to God's word.
所以我们要在教我们华人教会有一个健康的团契，每个人应该忠心于神的教话语的教导。
And being faithful also leads us to being available.
一个忠心的人呢，他愿意摆上时间。
Now Paul talked about in a house there are full of art. A house is full of articles, tools to be used, right?
那在二十节呢，保罗呢就提出说，这个家里面有很多不同的器皿。
A more general definition is just any household item that has a specific purpose.
就讲到了每一样家具呢都有它的用处的。
A secondTranslation for that is a vessel or container, and this is probably more what Paul was talking about here.
那在这个二十节里面呢，有另外一个解释说，就是所谓的器皿，就是说是就是一个装东西的东西。
So there's
more. 这是比较倾向于保罗要讲的。
So these articles, there are various types. They're made. Some are made of precious metals, and some are made of cheap materials, like gold, silver, wood, clay.
就用不同的材料来做，有一些是用金银，有一些是用木跟瓦。
And then some have special purposes, and some have just common purposes.
有一些是有特别的用处，有些呢是可能普遍的使用。
So normally in America, when a couple gets married, one of the things on their wedding list is always fine china.
在美国呢，那些美国人结婚呢，在他们那些想收的礼物里面呢，一定有呢这样的。贵重的瓷器。
Because whenever they invite somebody over for dinner, they want to have some nice dishes to present their meal on.
因为呢，他们想说他们要邀请朋友回家吃饭呢，他有很好的一些的器皿来上菜。
So this is a container for special purposes.
所以这是一个特别使用的贵重的器皿。
Then there's a common purpose here.
那另外有一个这个垃圾。
This is from the under my sink.
这是放在
the McDonald's
厨房的
some orange peels, coffee from yesterday.
有昨天喝的咖啡啊，有一些陈皮啊，一些外卖的盒子。
So my question to you is, what type of container are you?
我的问题是，你是哪一样的器皿？
Are you fine china?
你是贵重的瓷器吗？
Or a trash can?
还是一个垃圾桶？
Now some of you say, "What? Oh, what's wrong with a trash can? We need trash cans around here, right? If we don't have trash cans, there'd be mess all over the place."
为什么你们对垃圾桶不满意呢？是每一家都需要有垃圾桶啊，要不然整个家都乱了。
I mean, it has a special purpose.
因为垃圾桶有垃圾桶的作用啊。
And sometimes I think, you know, I would like to be a trash can. You know, just sit quietly, do my job. You know, nobody bother me.
那我觉得说，我也想有一天是做一个垃圾桶，那这样我自己做干起的活，不要来骚扰我。
But that's not what Paul means here.
这并不是保罗在这里所说的。
An older NIV translation I like better. Instead of using the word special and common, they use the words noble and ignoble.
在英文的翻译里面，就是用说有是特别的用处，或者是普遍的用处。可是我们中文的翻译很好，就是贵重的跟卑贱的。
So in other words, yeah. So it has a meaning of dishonorable or disgraceful.
这就讲到说一些是不有亏损的。
So I can't, again, what type of container are you?
So I 在问你是怎么样，你是一个怎么样的器皿？
Are you a container that just carrying around trash?
你是不是一个到处收，只是收拾垃圾的器皿呢？
You know, when I was sitting over there with the trash next to me, I started to smell some things.
当我坐在那里，我的垃圾桶在我旁边的时候，我已经开始闻到一些垃圾的味道。
So what kind of container are you? Are you one that brings fragrance, good fragrance, you know, nice smelling things like good food, or are you one that brings smelly garbage to the church?
那你是要怎么样的器皿呢？你是一个带来香气的器皿，还是带来垃圾味道的器皿？
Now I put this plate back in the in this box.
我把这个 瓷器的碟子放到这个箱子里了。
When I go home, I'm going to put it back into the cupboard.
那我回家呢，我就把它放到橱柜里。
But before I do that, what am I going to do?
当我放它之前，你说我会怎么先怎么做呢？
My wife is going to say, "You better wash that thing before you put it in the cupboard."
我老婆一定我说，你一定把它洗干净才放上去。
And that's what Paul says: cleanse yourself.
这就是保罗这边21节所说的，我们要自洁。
What kind of trash are you carrying around in yourself? Is it bitterness, unforgiveness, hate, resentfulness?
你在你身上带来了一些什么的垃圾呢？
Are you being smelly?
苦毒啊，嫉妒啊，因为你身上发出臭味呢？
Cleanse yourself.
你要自洁。
When you cleanse yourself, you will become useful.
当你自洁的话，你就变成有用的。
And be ready to do any good work that God calls you to do.
那就合乎主用，来做各样的善事。
So what are other things? I mean, I talked about attitudes. Maybe it's other things that need to be cleaned out is use of time on Facebook.
那我刚才所讲的还有什么东西我们要自洁的呢？就好像说我们应不应该不常常去看脸书呢？
Being on your phone, being on social media, watching YouTube videos or certain TV shows, movies.
我们就说不应该去常常玩手机啊，看电视啊。看 YouTube 啊。
Now I list those things because I know about them.
我把这些讲出来，因为我也会这样做。
But also, you know, also what I think that I have personally chosen is I have personally chosen to abstain from alcohol.
那我个人选择呢，就是我避免的就是去喝酒了。
Now that's not to say I've never touched alcohol.
这并不是说我从没喝过酒。
Because my aunt, when I turned 21, my aunt thought, okay, you're 21, let's go.Get you something.
我二十一岁的时候呢，我的阿姨就说啊，你二十一岁成人了，来，我们去喝点酒。
But in my life, I have chosen not to use alcohol.
可是在我自己的生命里面，我选择了不喝酒。
Because I want to be useful.
为什么呢？因为我希望我是合乎主用。
I want to be ready at any time to be used by God.
我能预备治好自己，什么时候都。为神所用，做各样的善事。
So that's what I have chosen myself to be ready to be used by God.
所以这是我选择怎么样被神所用的方法。
So fellowship, healthy fellowship at C4 starts with members, starts with us personally, where we first are faithful and be available.
所以我们教会的健康团契是开始于我们的会员是忠心的，而且是愿意摆上时间可用的。
And teachable.
而且是受教的。
As I stated in the previously, you know, both books of Timothy are about instruction, a teaching Timothy.
我刚才不讲过，整本提摩太书是关于教导提摩太怎么去。
So I'm just going to focus on four commands specifically in this passage.
所以在这一段的经文里面呢，我特别呢提出四样是教导的重点。
And they're contrasting teachings.
其实这四样呢是有些对比的教导。
Verse 22, Paul says, "Flee evil desires." Flee. In fact, he's talking to a young man with a lot of temptations. Flee evil desires.
这边在22节呢就讲到要逃避私欲。
You know, whenever you give an instruction of one way, you need to give them constructive instruction of how to go the other way.
当你教一些人不要做某些事情的时候，你应该给他一些建议性的，去应该去做什么事情。
So Paul says, instead, pursue righteousness with those who are like-minded.
不要逃避私欲，就要跟那些倾心祷告的人来追求公义。
So this is really where fellowship comes in. It's hard to fight the fight just by yourself.
这就是团契的功用了，因为一个人打仗是很困难的。
But if you are with those who are like-minded, it's much easier to win this battle.
当你要是跟同信仰的人一起来打这个仗，就容易多了。
And he says, then Paul says, don't get involved in foolish and stupid arguments. Maybe Timothy liked to talk. I'm not sure.
或者提摩太很喜欢讲话，因为保罗提醒他说，你要避开那些愚拙无学问的辩论。
But he's talking about, you know, you're going to face opposition, Timothy. So instead of just arguing, you know, just debating and all that, face your opposition with kindness and gentleness.
他就说，提摩太，你不要跟人家争辩，你要面对争辩的事情呢，你就要用恩慈平和平来对待。
Be able to teach.
要是可以去教导别人的。
All right, so how do we live this out?
那我们怎么样把这样的一个生命活出来呢？
So this week, I would like you to reflect on a few questions.
所以这个礼拜呢，这星期我希望大家呢回想这几个事情。
Maintaining healthy fellowship starts with me being fat and fit.
就是要常常的反省说要维持一个健康的团契，我要成为一个 fat 跟 fit 的人。
So ask yourself, am I being faithful and trustworthy?
就要问自己，我是不是一个忠心忠诚的人呢？
Have I struggled with God's word?
我对没有对神的话语有任何的挣扎呢？
To make it truly apply to my life?
挣扎过后，他用就是应用在我自己的生命里面。
Or am I saying, oh man, that's too hard. That's unrealistic. We can skip that passage.
或者你在看经文有挣扎的时候，觉得太困难就放弃呢？
No, Scripture must have supremacy in your life.
不行的，圣经是要在你生命里面有至高的权威的。
And after you have struggled, then you'll become approved.
当你挣扎过后，服从神的话的时候，你就会蒙喜悦。
Am I being available and free to be used by God?
我是不是有时间，愿意摆上时间被神使用呢？
What do I need to cut out of my life so that I can really be ready and available to serve Him?
要在我生命里面拿开什么东西，让我愿意把时间拿出来被神所用呢？
Am I being teachable and instructable?
我是不是一个受教的人呢？
Am I willing to accept criticism? Am I willing to be gentle and kind in my response?
那我是不是一个愿意被接受批评，来改正的人呢？
Is my purpose to build each other up, not to tear down?
我的目的是要建立彼此，而不是要毁坏的呢？
I want to end with this story that we heard a few weeks ago. Pastor Lambert Lee spoke to us at the Admission conference, but I want to share the story that he shared with us.
那我今天在结尾的时候呢，我跟大家分享一个故事，是在过去上个月啊，我们的李彦光牧师在蔡传年会里面有分享的。
There's a Christian man, if you remember the story, he had this reoccurring dream of a number.
那也是记得的话呢，这个见证是说有一个基督徒，他在他梦里面常常出现这样一些的数字。
What did that number mean?
啊，这些数字是什么呢？
So as he's walking along the road, he saw that number on a house.
那他有一天他在走路的时候就发现，这样的数字出现在一个房子的前面。
So, okay, I'll go knock on the door.
他就想一想，他就去敲门了。
So the door opened andIt was a very hospitable culture, and they said, "Yeah, come on in. Sit down, have some tea."
因为那是一个回教背景，那些人都很好客，就叫他进来喝杯茶。
So you know, they talked to them, and kind of nothing happened. And the man was probably wondering, you know, why am I here?
那我就进去了，喝茶聊天，好像都没什么事情发生。所以那个基督徒觉得说，我干嘛要进来呢？
This must be the wrong place.
那一定是一个错，就是不是应该要来的地方。
So after a while, you know, he gets up to leave. He's getting ready to leave.
所以他站起来就要离开了。
And the host says, you know, just as he's about to walk out the door, the host says, "So why did you come and knock on our door?"
那刚刚快要走的时候呢，那个主人就问他说，你为什么要敲我的门呢？
He said, "Well, I had a dream about this number, and as I was walking by, I saw that on your door, so I knocked."
因为我做梦常常看到这个数字，我今天走路看到你门牌就是这个数字，所以我就敲门。
Immediately, the door shut.
那个主人立刻就把门关上。
And the host asked him,
那主人就问他说，
"Are you a Christian?"
他说你是不是基督徒？
Now usually that's not a dangerous question, but in a Muslim country that is a very dangerous question.
可能在美国来讲并不是什么一个危险的问题，可在回教背景这样问人是很危险的。
How would you answer?
那你会怎么回答呢？
Well, the man said, "Yes, I am."
所以那个人呢，那个基督徒就说，是，我是基督徒，虽然他会可能面对一些危险。
And instead of being beheaded and attacked, he was relieved because everybody was, suddenly there was a lot of joy in the house.
他并没有被抓起来或者拉去砍头，而是那些人都很高兴地叫起来。
There's an excitement because they all said, we had a dream too. We all dreamt of a man in white who told us that a Christian was going to come teach us about Jesus.
那些人就很高兴说，我们也做梦了，梦见一个穿白衣的人跟我们说，有一个基督徒来要跟我们讲耶稣啊。
Now there's two things I gleaned from this story.
在这两个这个故事里面呢，我慢慢捉摸了一些他的意思。
God still desires to use His church in fellowship to help spread the gospel.
神依然要使用教会团契来传扬他的福音。
I say this because the dream that the people had could have easily been Jesus telling the people, just follow me.
因为在梦里面穿白衣服的耶稣可以直接跟他们说，来跟随我。
But the dream lines up with what Scripture tells us. We need to be in fellowship. God uses His church to teach each other about Him.
可是这样的一个梦境呢，却符合圣经的教导，说我们每一个基督徒要在团契里面，整个教会去传福音的。
The second thing that this tells me is that if this man had not been fat, faithful, available, teachable, he would not have, these people would not have heard about Jesus.
第二让我看到了这个见证看到的说，要是这个基督徒并不是一个受忠心受教愿意放时间的基督徒呢，神也不会用他去做这个事。
So I want to go back, if you could put the JFK slide up there again, I want to go back to that question.
我希望呢在最后的时候我们再看再回头看甘乃蒂所说的那句话。
Ask not what fellowship at C4 can do for me. Ask what can I do to make fellowship C4 better. That means me choosing to be fat, to be faithful, available, and teachable.
我把甘乃蒂话换一下来说，不要问 C4 的团契能为我做什么，要问我能为 C4 怎么来帮助 C4 的团契，我愿不愿意成为一个忠心受教、愿意摆上时间被神使用的人。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you so much that you still, even in our fallenness, you still choose to use us.
主啊，我们感谢你，虽然我们是这是一个跌倒的人，可是你却是依然的使用我们。
You still call us together to gather as fellowship in fellowship.
你把我们呼召起来，成为团契。
Let us all, Father, to be desire to be fat and fit for you.
我们希望我们每一个人都愿意成为一个 fat 跟 fit 的人。
In your Son's name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.